You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Wait, should I do one more that's more varied? Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Hey, you're listening... Hey, you're... Okay, I'm gonna start in 3, 2, 1. Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR.
After 13 weeks of the best CITR shindig Battle of the Bands on record,
this Friday, February 5th, is a finale. All of the contestants in this year's round have been brave AF.
So this year's finale theme is bold. Dress however bold feels to you.
And see Mark Mills, Carousel Scene, and Little Sprout do their thing.
Thanks to our sponsors, AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder Magazine, Fader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste Festival, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Four Winds Brewery, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print.
It could just be the boldest night of the year.
Saturday, February 11th, George Bear presents Bob Marley's birthday bash at the Grandview Legion Hall on Commercial Drive. Come enjoy Jamaican food and refreshments and listen to the East Van All-Stars live. Get your tickets at Zulu Records, High Life Records, and Butter King.
All right, hello, welcome. This is A Face for Radio, broadcasting live from unceded. It's the last show. I've already tuned out. It's my retirement show. Unceded Musqueam Territories here on the UBC campus in Vancouver, BC. Show is A Face for Radio. The station is CITR 101.9 FM. The host is me, Eric Coates, and I am joined with the first guest of the show. First guest on the friend farewell tour of A Face for Radio by Emily Stryker. How are you?
Excellent. It's a good day. I'm honored to be here.
Well, I'm honored to have you. So last night I planned a get-together with the premise that there would be karaoke, and then didn't realize that since I hadn't checked their karaoke days in like 2 years, that it had changed. So my question for you is, if there was karaoke, what would have been your song?
Oh, this is a good question. There's two.
Okay.
One is Rich Girl, Hall & Oates.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Didn't you do that at the karaoke here?
I know, but like, that's because it's like one of my classic
ones. It's your song.
Ones. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, that was good. I remember.
And then the other one, which I haven't done, but I want to, is Super Freak. I would love doing that. And like dance moves. Like really, I'm terrible at singing, so it's really about the like performance.
Yeah.
And I feel like that one is conducive to
a great
putting
performance.
On a show. Yeah, exactly.
I would agree.
What's your karaoke song?
That has been the struggle of my university career, more so than...
It's like an identity crisis.
Yeah, it is.
Picking a major.
Yeah. I've tried them all out. It's like
all of them.
Yeah, every karaoke song. The first karaoke song I did that I remember doing in university that like kicked things off was "Give It Away" by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay.
Bad choice.
Yeah, that's a. You know, but you were fresh. You were new to university.
Yeah, but not because of the song itself. I think the song itself is okay choice.
Yeah.
Because it's got, like, energy. The problem is that there's, like, 2 minutes of singing, give it away, give it away, give it away, give it away now. And then no one wants to hear that. Like, no. Songs that have long endings or intros with lots of, repeating the chorus.
Just repeat the chorus, yeah. Everyone gets a little bit. Actually,
bored.
I don't know if you were here, but when there was karaoke in the station, Dora was like doing all the songs.
Yeah.
But she did Nicki Minaj's something ho. Like, okay. It's this like really fast, like weird rap, and she did it so stupid. Stupid is the first word in that. And it was incredible. She like sounded a lot like Nicki Minaj.
That's amazing.
Which is amazing. Yeah. Dora's like karaoke goals right there.
Yeah. I would like to do. I did once Buggin' Out by A Tribe Called Quest because I thought it'd be good, but there was no they didn't have a karaoke version of it on YouTube.
Right.
So I just had to like rap over A Tribe Called Quest rapping.
Yeah.
But I only wanted to do the Fife Dog part.
Right.
Because I like that part I sort of know. But then no one else wanted to do it with me, so I had to do Fife Dog and Q-Tip. And I'm not a very fast talker. I'm not a very fast rapper. So it did not go well.
Yeah, you have a very elongated way of talking.
Yeah, which actually brings us to... So when we talked about you coming on the show, it was about we thought to do a harmonization of monotones.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned Super Freak, and I just had the idea that we try and read out the, like, descriptions or the, like, first paragraph or as much as we can of the Super Freak Wikipedia entry. Are you ready to do this?
I can't see it from over here. I can swivel.
Can you? Is this, should I make it bigger?
Can you?
Yeah, hold on, people. This is going to be good.
Okay.
Are you ready?
So, are we doing it the same time?
Yeah. We're going to count. I'll count to three.
Okay.
And then not on three, after three. Okay.
Okay.
There will be no go. It'll just be one, two, three, and we begin. We'll just start with Super Freak. You ready?
I got it.
Okay. One, two, three.
Super Freak is a 1981 single produced and performed by Rick James. The song, co-written by James and Alonzo Miller, was first released on James' album, Street Songs, and became one of James's signature songs. It features background vocals from Motown label mates The Temptations, in which the bass singer is James's uncle, Melvin Franklin, and Canadian singer, Tabora Johnson. Freak is a slang term for a very promiscuous girl, as described in the song's lyrics. A very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to mother.
I think that was good.
That was a good one. That's like, yeah. That'd be a funny like thing to read as poetry.
Just go up to like a slam poetry night. Like, freak is a slang term for girl, a very promiscuous girl.
And then, yeah, go on, read the song.
A very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to mother.
And then snaps all over the place. Everyone relates.
Yeah, everyone's like, this speaks to my truth. Okay, so with all of that, you feel like we would play Super Freak, but I have a song queued up that I wanted to play for a while by William Onyebor called Fantastic Man. William Onyebor died a couple weeks ago. R.I.P. He's a Nigerian musician who had sort of his own style. And after he recorded, I think, like 5 or 6 albums in the 70s and 80s, he like quit music to become a cell phone salesman.
Wow.
Or like a telecommunications person. And then he became a church, like a reverend.
Okay.
Of a church, and then like gave up music, and then apparently Kate was coming back to it. Very interesting character, and I think there's like a sonic relationship with Super Freak.
I'm ready.
Okay, enjoy.
I want you to try to tell me how I look. Thank you.
All right, we are back. This is A Face for Radio. I'm your host, Eric Coates. With me, the first co-host of the morning, Emily Stryker, and we are now joined by our second co-host for the Friend Farewell Tour of A Face for Radio, Friends of the Show, Special Edition, Dora Duber.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Oh my God,
wait, hold
stop.
On, hold on, hold on. You just speak amongst yourselves for a second.
Okay,
please.
Cool.
Yeah. We got, man.
CITR, quality content.
Yeah, here
always.
We go. Okay, welcome back, Dora Duber, friend of the show.
That's a very polite clap.
No, this feels so worth it. It's everything I've ever wanted. Wow. Thanks,
yeah,
Eric.
Too.
Thanks,
you're
everyone. Thanks, audience, yeah. So much for really appreciating my presence.
Okay. Yeah, we talked a bit about you earlier on the show. About
thanks, okay. How your karaoke goals
were. My dreams were squashed
yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we discussed that.
What would you have sung?
What wouldn't I have sung? Literally anything. I love karaoke. I probably would have started with some Whitney Houston because that's just like what's been on my mind. Definitely would have sung Johnny Cash, Buddy Holly. Maybe would have like dabbled in Linda Ronstadt.
Buddy Holly would be good.
He's a good one.
I've never thought of that.
Johnny Cash is a surprisingly good one to sing. If I'd gotten drunk enough, I definitely would have sung Stupid Ho.
Yeah, that's what I was just, that was what I was talking about.
I heard, but you just said oh. Like
no,
the
I
O
said
song.
I said ho.
I just didn't hear
and
the
And then I
H.
said stupid, stupid O.
Stupid Ho is my favorite.
You were so good at it.
Thank you. I think so too. I love it. Super Bass, also a good one.
Yeah.
I've been like trying to do Anaconda. I don't think I can pull it off.
You can.
Thanks.
You can do it.
I can.
You're
yeah.
like the closest to Nicki Minaj I will ever get.
Mm-hmm. Of the three of us, we can easily say that you are the closest to Nicki Minaj.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Probably of all people who frequent the station.
Yeah.
I'm the closest to Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, like you're up there.
Oh my God!
There's like a, if there's a Minaj pyramid, like you'd be.
You're
you'd
in
be,
the top tier
yeah, the
with
peak.
Like the like sweets. Not in the bottom with the grains.
Yeah, okay,
that.
That's the pyramid I was thinking of too. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm actually going to like share this information with people. That makes me feel really good. I love her. I was just thinking yesterday how much I love Nicki Minaj. She's amazing. She's so, like, everything about her is just so spectacular. She's so strong. Oh, I can't. I love her.
Terrific.
Thanks.
All right. Incredible. I think that's a good segue for a new segment, a one-time-only segment on the show, the game Two Truths and a Lie. Yeah, actually, I like that sound effect.
I love the sound of crinkly paper. I crinkle my paper on purpose to like hear it, especially after it's been written on it with ballpoint pen.
Oh,
I feel like that would dampen
little...
the sound though, right?
No, it makes it crinklier.
Oh,
you,
the
you know.
I know how to optimally crinkle things. Anyway,
what a skill.
So the game, is not paper crinkling. Unfortunately, we can do that after. It's two truths and a lie. So for those of you at home who don't know what that is, basically we go around and tell two truths
about
and
ourselves.
A lie about ourselves. And then the other people have to guess which one is a lie.
Yes.
Do we have a time limit?
No.
No, what? For what?
Deciding the lie.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
No, I don't think so.
As long like just be respectful of everyone's time, and I think we'll be okay.
Of the listener's time,
Of the listener's time, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
Do you want to go first, Emily?
No.
I can go first.
Okay, Dora, right. I can go first.
Okay. Number one. When I was in high school, I bought weed with just change, and the guy was not impressed.
can see that happening.
Yeah, that seems pretty legit.
That seems, yeah, plausible.
Thank you. When I was little, actually, my, like, first experience in radio, I guess, my mom's, like, friend was had, like, a radio show, and we were, like, right place, right time. She was, like, meeting him for lunch, and he was like, I need a child's voice. And then so I'd, like, as, like, a six-year-old, I just went on and, like, read a little thing that he wrote.
Oh, nice.
Thank you. And then I hate having long fingernails.
Can I see your hands right now?
They're, like, decently long.
Interesting.
That's not that long.
What do you think?
Well, I feel like...
Or do we guess separately? So there can be...
Oh, no, I think we should be able to...
You can cover. Right. No,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like given the fact that she stated the long fingernails with the nails not being that long, it's probable that that is a truth.
Yeah.
She dislikes long fingernails.
I'm suspecting the second one.
Me too, but I honestly, I think it might be the first one because it was too good off the top. I'm going to go with the change.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go with the second one. But, what? Like, I respect your choice.
I respect your choice.
It was the second one.
Yes.
Oh. The guy was really unimpressed.
Excellent. All right. We are now joined by our third co-host of the day, Eleanor Waring, the original, oh, never mind. This will be... Can I do the two truths and a lie now?
Yeah, I totally forgot one of the ones I was going to do, so I need some time.
I did too. That's why I said the fingernail one, because I like had a story, and then I was like, oh no, I forget what this is, and then just kind of panicked.
Anyway. Okay.
So,
fun fact.
Three things. I just thought of these. Eleanor and I hosted a show when we started in CITR together. And we had a special sort of handshake that we would do halfway through the show. That's fact number one. Fact number two, my birth was televised, but the name of the television program was The First Birth.
That explains a lot if that's true.
And finally, I when I was in Boston, Massachusetts, I got called up by a street magician to like juggle and put me on a path towards wanting to be a magician for a while. So those are the three.
Okay, so I know the last was true.
Oh, did I tell you that?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I feel like the first one was true because Eleanor was very composed when you were explaining it, but that also might be like a case for a lie. And then second one, I know that your birth is televised, but I don't know the name of it. I feel like that might be like a trick.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking the second one is probably true, but like I don't know what the name, like switching up a detail is like.
The classic two truths and a lie movie.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like, I don't know.
I'm going to go with number one.
I think I will too.
What was number one?
The handshake with Eleanor.
That was the lie?
Yeah.
No.
No, it's true.
Well, it wasn't. It was like a sort of handshake. It was like.
It was a handshake.
Yeah, it was a follow through high five. So you like hit it up top and then down low on the walk through.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
What was the name of the program?
Birth.
Okay, this is the best segue I could have ever possibly walked into. Also, hi, my name is Eleanor. I am joining in this show for a few minutes. I also host a show here at CITR. But Eric and I used to host a show called the Student Special Hour when we were both on the student executive for the first time.
Yeah.
Was that the first time you were on the exec? Eric was the music exec and I was the secretary.
Yeah.
And I have with me, I tried to find audio from the first podcast we ever did. And unfortunately, we didn't know how to podcast, I don't think. So that one actually isn't on the internet. But I found one from like the third one. And
oh my God.
We sound so... funny, I think. Yeah, so we're going to play part of it. So just like, can you, here you go. Good afternoon. You are tuned in to 101.9 FM CITR Radio in Vancouver. My name is Eleanor Waring. I am one of the hosts of the Student Special Hour every Tuesday from 1 to 2. And I am joined, as always, with my lovely co-host, Eric. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going great. I'm getting over a cold, so I might be a little nasal.
A little nasally today.
But that's cool, right, guys?
Yeah, I'm sure none of our... I'm sure many, many listeners mind.
Yeah.
We have an awesome show lined up for you today. Lots of great tracks. A little preview of Shindig tonight at the Railway Club. The track that we just listened to is by Rennie Wilson, and that is called Sugar Glider, off of his album Sugar Glider that came out recently. Love that album. It's really good. It reminds me a lot of Toro y Moi, who is another really fantastic artist. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Completely.
Yeah, it's good. So we'll just kind of continue along here and play some more music for you guys, as this is a radio show where we... students play music. That's the description in Discorder.
That's how they know us.
Exactly. This next song is by Travis Bretzer, who is another Canadian, or not another, he's a Canadian artist.
We've got one more.
24 hours a day.
How many hours a day does he work, Eleanor?
24.
24 hours a day, and I'm okay. And I'm okay. Oh, darn. How many hours does he work?
24.
Sorry.
24 hours.
24 hours. I mean, I think he was working right there because my microphone didn't turn on.
That's okay.
And he ain't lazy, which I am. But that's a whole nother story. Anywho, that was Pokey Lafarge. I don't know why I'm talking with that accent. It just...
the song is rubbing off on you.
A little bit, yeah. He's originally from Chicago.
Nice.
Chicago area, but based in Missouri along... I can't remember what his backing band is called.
They're really good.
They are. The guy plays a mean harmonica.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And before that, we listened to Lindy Ortega. The song is Hard as This, off of the album Tin Star. Some Nashville country there for you. And yeah, the song was Pokey's song. It was The Devil Ain't Lazy off his self-titled album Pokey Lafarge, which is on Third Man.
It's good. We can
talk.
So,
man.
Have we improved? I don't know.
No, because you missed the beginning of the show.
Oh.
Where I completely forgot how to do the territory acknowledgement. It was
great.
Emily filled in. But I started and then I went away from the mic and was just like, oh my gosh. And I feel like that happens every two or three shows.
Yep.
With different things where I just give up and mutter.
Yeah. I don't know if we muttered that much, but we were definitely like a lot more nervous and like thought that it was a really big deal that we had radio shows, which was fun. We interviewed Zen Mystery Fog once.
I remember live on air.
Yeah, that was fun.
I still, you know, the guy Colton, still say hi to him. When
that's
I see
nice.
Him because of that.
That's nice.
Yeah. The other guy, the star of the show didn't say hi to me though after.
Yeah. But yeah, no, good times. That was like right at the beginning.
Yeah, those are early days of radio.
Yeah. The last clip that I have is from the last show we did together before Eric went on exchange to Paris. We did on New Year's Eve Day.
Oh, really?
And I actually listened to this whole show the other day because I was like, this is an interesting little time capsule of, like, me 3 years ago kind of getting into, like, music better than what I had been into because of CITR, but also still, like, holding on to some of the, like, bad stuff.
Yeah.
Or, like, guilty pleasure stuff that I, like, wouldn't listen to now. It's a nice little, like, reflection. We played, I don't know, we played some good stuff, but then also some stuff that I was just like, why is this on here? Because we were doing, like, a year end roundup.
Nice.
So this clip is indicative of that. But I also just want to say that this, I associate you with a very happy time in my life because we did this show.
Thank you. That show was, that was a lot of fun.
Beginning of both of our kind of experiences at CITR, yeah. And look how far we've come now. So yeah.
It's true.
Cheers to you, my friend.
Cheers to you.
Okay, listen to this.
Thank you for bringing this on.
You're welcome. I wish I had audio from the first one, but alas.
It's okay.
Okay.
Which is on Third Man Records. Sharing in the wonderful experience of listening to Angel Olsen live.
Anyways, before that, it was the track called Hannah Hunt by Vampire Weekend. Off of their album that came out this year, Modern Vampires of the City. Another excellent, excellent release.
Yeah.
I saw them two times this year and would like to marry their frontman, Ezra Koenig. So if you're listening, Ezra, you can, like, I would like to marry you.
Yeah, okay. Call in.
Call
604-822-2487. 604-UBC-CITR.
Yeah.
We're waiting, Ezra.
Yeah, it's New Year's Eve. We could do something fun. I don't know. Anyways,
yeah, she just, as we heard, Eleanor is just waiting to see where the night will take her, so
who knows. Okay, next we have another song by
all right. That was amazing, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Trip down memory lane. Yeah, that was sweet. That was very nice.
That was really sweet. That was lovely.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's just funny.
It's adorable.
No, that's good. I was, Eleanor mentioned, you were like, earlier this week, you're like, yeah, I've got something special for the show. And I kept on thinking about what it was.
You didn't know what, you had no, you didn't even guess?
No, my guess was that it would be like a song or something that like, maybe from a band or something, like maybe Zen Mystery Fog or something. That was that. I did not expect it to be original audio of our roots. But I'm so glad it was. Also, solid joke on my part when
yeah,
I was
that
like,
was a really
I was
good
like
joke.
Call in Ezra.
Yeah.
It's probably the like top five joke of my radio career. Also, I tried to do an accent in my first solo show. It wasn't an accent, it was like a voice. I tried to do a stoner voice because I was like, I'm really into the Grateful Dead right now. And then I was like, people who like the Grateful Dead are just like sitting in their bedroom going like, dude, listen to the Dead. I said something like that and a guy called in and was like, your show's good so far, but don't do the stoner voice.
Someone called in?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's like, I really like the Graham Nash song, but don't do the stoner voice.
That's constructive, though. That's like, they weren't wrong, necessarily. I have to run to class, so could I do my two truths
and a lie? Please do the two truths and a lie.
Before time
Thank
runs
you.
Out.
Thank you, Eleanor.
That was incredible, Eleanor.
Yeah, also my lie was, it was about the birth, and it wasn't called The First Birth. You guys were onto it. It was The Birth of Love was the name of
amazing.
The
Amazing.
Oh,
that's so much better.
Wow.
I'm
was
glad
it like
that
an educational video for like, or is it just like?
It was like a CBC 30-minute documentary on like midwifing because it like
wow.
had recently become legal, and I was one of the first
oh,
legal
cool.
births in Canada.
Wow.
So they like I've never seen it, but I know it exists.
Wow.
I
never seen it?
Well, I've seen like the unedited version, which is like the home video recording, which is like way too real.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah.
Do you
want to
do your truth?
Yeah, I will. Okay. So first is one Valentine's Day when I was super lonely and felt super weird, I was like walking through a mall and I saw that Chapters had these like plush walruses on sale for $4 a pop. Mm-hmm. And they only had three there and I bought all of them. And I like kind of wanted more. So then I called other locations of Chapters and there's another place that had six more and I got them. So I have nine plush walruses from that Valentine's Day. The second is that I'm
super
into Scientology. I think it's very interesting. And I have like a bunch of books by L. Ron Hubbard.
Quick fun fact that you guys can use. L. Ron Hubbard is the most published author in history.
Shut up.
Wow. He has the most books.
Most like number of books?
Yeah, like he's written the most books. Because he used to be a Pulp Fiction writer.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, cool.
And I was L. Ron Hubbard for Halloween, and I also got a reading at like the Scientology place.
No way.
And then finally, is that I'm.
What if that's the lie?
I'm sold. Actually, they all sound true.
Blood related to Bob Dylan.
Oh. Okay, I feel like that is the lie because you mentioned this before, and it didn't. Like, you said it before, so I don't know if it counts as a truth, but it was like, it's like a distant relation, right?
But, like, operative is blood related.
Yeah. Okay, so that one's true, because we talked about this
before. I didn't remember we talked about that.
Yeah.
I don't think it ever happened.
One of our first conversations, I was like, I'm obsessed
with
Bob
Dylan. Oh, we did talk about this.
And you're, like, Midwestern Jews.
God damn it. I darn it. Anyway, you have two choices now.
I think it's the first one. I'm going to go on, like, a detail thing. Like, you didn't buy the six extra plush walruses.
That's the detail?
You only bought, like, three.
I thought that the detail would be that they weren't $4. They were, like, $2.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thanks.
That'd be a good lie to slip in.
So you decided?
Wait, what was, like, so you are a huge, what's the guy's name?
Like, I'm into Scientology, so I, like, engage in that world through having a bunch of his like books and dressing as him for Halloween and going to the like Scientology place.
But you're not a Scientologist.
No.
Okay.
Barely.
I've been to the church.
I'm like an intellectually, you know.
You're into like if you could major in Scientology studies, you would.
Yeah, I almost did actually. If I stayed at the University of Alberta, I would have been a religious studies major and
focus on Scientology.
Yeah, and do like an honors thesis on it.
Then I'm team $2 versus $4.
Yeah. I'm going on the same one, but I think it's the number of walruses.
That one's actually completely true. The Scientology one, I slipped in. I've never actually gone to get a reading.
Dang it!
Oh my god, that was good.
It was sneaky.
That was very sneaky.
You're very sneaky.
Yes.
I went to the Church of Scientology Museum in Los Angeles and got a tour from this guy who was from Germany. And I was with my mom, and my mom was like, so it's sort of like Star Trek or something? And the guy was like, yes, it's a little bit like the Star Trek. And like he...
Oh my god, I want a tour of a Scientology building by like a very German man.
Yeah, there are all these like Fortune 500 companies. God. And he was like, there's a methodology of the Church of Scientology that we give in like conferences. And here we have, you know, this General Motors. And, you know, they employ our methodology. This is true. The guy just went off. And my mom, I later did like a Star Wars thing too. And he was like, yeah, like Luke.
Oh, I love the Germans.
Just however you get to people, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, you gotta relate. You gotta find your in.
Anyway,
toe in the door.
I have to go to class, but
so many more Scientology jokes.
I want to hear
fun
them.
Facts. Okay, we'll talk about them later.
Send you the podcast.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, gotta go to class, but it's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure to have you, Emily.
Yes.
Emily's show, Muzak for the Observant, is on Wednesdays at 2 p.m.
That is a true fact, but...
Not a lie.
That is not a lie.
Yeah.
Yes.
And on your departure, we've got a nice little sound for you.
Okay.
Is it crinkling paper?
That's so nice.
39,165 views.
I'm not
Dude,
alone.
ASMR is a real thing.
That just makes me like wiggle, you know? Like it's so, like if I was a cat, like and you crinkled it, like I come like running.
I think you're like Lucas Necropegs, who says this is used as a relaxer and it really works for me.
Yes.
Or crinkling paper guy. Crinkling paper is my life. Or Noise Nation.
I'm gonna change
At
my
least I'm not the
Instagram
only
handle
one.
Right now to Crinkling Paper Girl.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do right now. Everyone follow crinkling_paper_girl on Instagram for great posts.
For some real quality.
Some from real content. I'm multimedia, radio, and Instagram.
Amazing.
Amazing.
All right. We're going to put a song so that you can get out.
Oh,
Mackie
is it Mac
D
DeMarco
from your hometown.
Edmonton.
Represent.
Yeah, I know his brother. Fun fact.
There you go. You could have done that one. I wouldn't have
That's
believed
true.
You.
That's true. I also saw he was just playing in his garage this summer in an
oh,
alley,
cool.
And you could just walk by. And I was like, is that Mac DeMarco? It was Mac DeMarco.
Nice. Well, this is Mackie D's new song, This Old Dog. Enjoy.
Okay.
Love may be put on hold. Sometimes my heart may seem awful cold. These times come and these times go. As long as I live, all you need to know is this old dog ain't about to forget.
Get out to Hidden City Records on February 10th and celebrate the release of Being, the full-length debut from Vancouver art rock band Nothingness. The album is available now through Big Smoke Records and is accompanied by a three-colored silk screen poster in collaboration with visual artist Patrick Cruz. Tickets are $10 at the door with support from Spruce Trap and Moondle. Head over to www.bigsmokevancouver.com for more information.
All right, technical issues here with Sam, our broadcaster. Anyways, that was Mac DeMarco with the song This Old Dog. First time you've ever listened to Mac, Dora?
Yeah, it was pretty exhilarating. I really only know him from like memes of like hipster white boys, and listening to him, I like actually it I've made never, a lot of sense.
I've never seen any of the memes.
Oh my God. Get on Instagram. Open Instagram once and they'll be everywhere. I recently started following a lot of meme accounts.
Oh, really?
So I'm very much into the meme culture.
Interesting. ATM.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, what was I going to say? I have this guy, Too Tall. I've shown you Too Tall. Too Tall is a famous local Vancouver rapper who went to high school with me.
Oh, yes.
His Instagram is just posts of like weird memes of things that make no sense to me. And sorry, I got Shay McConkey texting me 20 minutes ago. I don't think we're on for 2 hours. We're just going to be on for, like, we're going to run over a little bit, Shay. So it's easier than texting you back. yeah, hold on. I want to get Too Tall here because it's my way of shouting him out. You know, got to rep the homies. Okay, here. I try to keep you bitches laughing so I can see if that side tooth missing. Okay. Thank you, Madeline. We're getting messages left and right here. This one.
That was like a pretty bad meme. Was there a photo with it?
No.
Okay.
There's another one that says, if he won't come murder this pussy, then I'll do it myself. And it's a picture of a woman with a gun pointed at her crotch.
Oh, that's pretty funny. That's pretty, like, terrible, but also pretty funny at the same time. My friend sent me a meme this morning of, men's jeans. And it was, like, six different pairs of men's jeans. And then, describing the person that would wear them, and it was hilarious. I was sitting on the bus, like, trying to contain myself.
Sounds very funny.
It was really funny. Mac DeMarco was mentioned in it.
See, I've never seen it, but I feel like I need to read you one more Too Tall meme so you get the full depth of his his internet persona. It's a picture from The Godfather.
Okay.
With Al Pacino. And I'm guessing he's holding Fredo, but you can't see Fredo's face. So whoever was John Cannavale, I think is the actor's name. He's married to Meryl Streep.
Cool.
Yeah, he's not a very good actor. But he's good as Fredo. Have you seen The Godfather?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So how Fredo betrays him.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I hope it's Fredo. It could just be like a completely different person that Michael Corleone is holding. But I'm assuming it's Fredo. And the meme goes, you know the saddest thing about betrayal? It never comes from your enemy. And then it's just a picture.
That's actually quite poignant.
Really? I feel like...
It's not untrue. Like, your enemy can't betray you because you're already enemies. But, like, it's the family.
Okay. Ooh, your mind. Another one. Don't tell me you miss me. Tell me you're outside wearing some silk booty shorts, holding a bottle of Henny with Plan B in your bag. Actions, and then like the A-OK sign.
That's pretty terrible. I've like seen stuff like this, but like from the female perspective, where it's like, don't tell me you miss me. Like, come over and say you like want to hang out or something. But then also I follow a lot of like feminist memes, so then it's like, don't just like show up at someone's house. If you show up at my house, I'm gonna be like, no, go away. Like, I'm not wearing myself booty shorts.
You're getting all the perspectives
of this
sort of relationship maneuver.
Yeah,
of showing up at someone's house.
I'm all over it.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Oh, good. That happened to me once.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone showed up in silk booty shorts with a bottle of Henny.
And on Plan B.
don't forget your Plan B,
no,
guys.
It's an essential. No, one time I went out with my coworkers, and I knew this guy like kind of had a thing for me, but I was like, No.
Was this like, when you worked at the ice cream place?
Yeah.
Nice.
Ice cream love. But we went out and I got super drunk, super hungover the next day, and was just like lying in bed feeling terrible. And there was like, I was in the basement and I like was pretending that I like wasn't alive. And so my dad answered the door and my coworker was there with flowers and was like, hi, is Dora home? And then,
that's cute, but it's
no,
with the flowers, the like showing up unannounced, not cool.
Yeah, no, because also
it's better than showing up with a bottle of Henny and some Plan B.
Yeah, Marcus opens the door.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, like my bad.
My bad, Duber Dad.
But it was just, it was not. That wasn't like a. That wasn't a positive experience.
Yeah, no, that sounds shitty.
Thanks.
And you had to see him after again.
I had to work with him.
Yeah, that must have been incredibly uncomfortable.
I like walked in and was like, thank you for the flowers. Like
he left them?
Yeah, he gave them to my dad.
And walked away?
And was like, bye, see Dora in like an hour or so.
It was before work.
Yeah, it was right before work.
Oh my God, that's, oh.
It was fun.
That must have been a terrible shift.
It was pretty bad.
Okay. Oh. I think we have time for our final guest of the show. Before that, I'm going to play, well, I wasn't going to play it, but since Eleanor mentioned our early days, first on the air interview was with Zen Mystery Fog that people love to call Zen Mystery Frog, which I think is pretty funny.
That's pretty funny.
So we're going to play a song by them that I think I played on the show before in the early days called Atavan, and then we'll hopefully have one more guest before we go. All right, this is Zen Mystery Fog with the song Atavan off of upcoming album Tunes. Enjoy. We're back. This is A Face for Radio. I'm your host, Eric Coates, joined by co-host number two of the show, Dora Duber, and now joined by co-host number four, Shay McConkey, great friend of the show, regular contributor, here for our Friends of the Show farewell tour special edition of A Face for Radio. Welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, so somber. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
What an honor.
I've been waiting. I want to thank the Academy. So that was Ativan by Zen Mystery Fog. Oldie there.
What a goodie.
What's up, Shay?
Not much. Just got to campus. Just waking up.
Nice.
Yep.
Do you have two truths and a lie?
Two truths and a lie?
Yeah.
For myself, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough. You gotta let me prepare.
Okay. Well,
can we do someone else while I think?
Well, we can just talk. Oh. We can talk while you think.
All right. Sounds good.
During the break, I started a story about goats that I can tell.
Oh, were you the one who wrote, "I want a goat"?
No.
Okay. Do you not like goats?
No, I don't care about goats, but...
Because Emily and I, before the show, were like, goats are sick. Oh, we love goats.
Goats are the only animals with rectangular pupils.
What about sheep?
Do they have rectangular pupils,
I think
too?
So.
Oh.
It's really creepy.
But they're very similar animals.
Yeah, sheep creep me the hell out, though.
Really?
They're so weird.
What's so weird about a sheep?
No, it's just they just, like, stand and stare at you, and then you, like, try and get close to them, and they run away.
You just describe the behavior of, like, pretty much any animal.
But,
you
like,
I just had
freaky.
That experience with a llama.
I love sheep, if only
like,
because
goats,
in Babe.
Goats are cantankerous. They're, like, they're fun, they're wild. You know, they like, jump on shit. Sheep just sort of, like, hang out and stare at you, and it freaks me out. Because it's more so that they're in, like, clusters. Whenever you don't see a single sheep. You see, like, a herd, and they all stop what they're doing and stare at you, and they're perfectly immobile. I bet you, like, I feel like it'd be less creepy with the llama. Although llamas are funny animals.
Yeah, they're just funny by nature.
Yeah.
But they're, like, they're really big in person. They're, like, surprisingly intimidating when they
That's sweet.
Come running
did
at
you,
you.
Did you, can you ride a llama?
I.
Or can you only, like, put stuff
children.
On them?
I've never actually seen a person riding a llama, but, like, I can see a child riding a llama pretty easily.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think that, like, a fully grown human could probably... I don't think that a llama would take that.
They'd sit down.
Yeah.
Ask you to get off.
Yeah, they'd be like, nah.
Okay.
Oh, so it's two truths and a lie?
Yeah, but, Dora, what's the thing about goats?
Oh, just, like, fun goat story. When I was little, Claire and I... Well, my twin and I, well, I guess my family, we were on a farm in Germany, and we were just, like, hanging out, and we wandered away from the group, and a goat headbutted her, and she fell
down.
And it was so funny. I just remember, I was, like, 4 years old, I just laughed so hard. I was having the time of my life, and she got up, and she was, like, mad. Because, like, twins are, like, very, like, we have to share every experience. So she was like, now the goat has to butt you. And I was like, hell no. Like, I'm dipping. It was pretty silly.
That's great.
Thanks.
I like the idea of her, like, running after the goat being like, headbutt Dora.
I forget where I was, but I, like, watched a video recently of a goat headbutting a child and knocking it down, like, over and over again. I spent the whole time just being like, this is so, like, this is me. Like, this happened in my life.
Oh, my God. Did you send That's it really to funny. Clara?
No. She's still, like, kind of bitter about it.
Okay. Too soon.
Yeah. 16 years later, still not better.
Okay.
Do you have something?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, hit us with
okay.
it.
Okay. You're not allowed to answer because you might know.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Sure.
Okay. So...
New host, new rules.
Yeah. That's how it works here.
Yeah.
Okay, so I... I need more time, actually. Okay. No, sorry.
Okay. Well, we're coming to an end here at A Face for Radio. It's been a good run. I think Shay's Two Truths and a Lie will probably be our final segment. Part of the special Two Truths and a Lie segment that only happened today. So that'll be coming up, and then we'll play us out with the song Swell by Swim Team, best band in Vancouver, I think. Probably.
Also nicest band in Vancouver.
They are very nice.
They're so nice.
Yeah, they're good people. They're intimidating. They have an intimidating stage presence, and it's like...
Because they're so good.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all great, and they also, like, Dorothy has, like, mad just charisma.
Yeah.
Of just, like, holds your attention. Yes. When she's, like, screaming at the microphone. Anyway. So it's like when you see bands like that, and then they come down, they're just, like, nice, normal people. It's great. Because you sort of expect them to be... Well, I expect them to be jerks. Or just, like, very weird or haughty. Yeah. Mm. So, that's that.
Totally. What do you think is the second best band?
Oh, I don't know. There's a lot of great bands in the city. I just think, like, Swim Team has the potential to break out and be, like, like indie famous, you know? Like, I think, like, they have a very unique sound.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that other bands don't. But they have a very particular sound that, I don't think you really hear that much in, like, the more popular, Pitchfork sort of famous bands. And I think, like, they have the talent to, like, they could be huge. And that's, like, I don't see them being, like, top 40, but I could see them getting, like, best new music on Pitchfork.
Cool.
Yeah. I also love Fuzzy P.
They're great.
They've got a spot in my heart. I also think they could be legit. Like, they could be big.
Yeah.
I think.
I thought their name was Fuzzy Peach for a really long time. And then I, like, sent someone in the band a message about it. And he was like, what? Like, no. Fuzzy P.
I got confused because there's also a band called Peach Pit in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They, like, around the same time, there was, like, shows happening, and I was like...
You thought
got
you were
confused
gonna,
a
you
bit.
Thought you were going to see Fuzzy P and saw Peach Pit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Something like that.
Cool. That could be a truth or a lie.
True.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Is it true? Are we going to go now?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I went to a Rolling Stones concert when I was 10. I played the bagpipes for an extended period of my life, and I I've ridden an elephant.
I wish people could see your face right now.
Such a struggle right now.
There's such conviction in that statement. You were just like, I've ridden an elephant, power pose.
Was a power pose.
I think my next radio show, I've discovered this today, is like I'm gonna need a partner who's just gonna like do sound effects like in shitty, you know, morning radio where it's like, hey, and then there's a fart sound.
That's so funny. I wanna do that with my show, but Dumbo won't go for it. And every time I'm like, we should just play like wacky sound effects, and she's like, let's stay on task. Like,
yeah, like I feel like after you said that.
Oh, and I'm like boing.
Yeah, or you could do like little snippets from like movies or something. You could be like, James Bond. James Bond.
That's so funny. I really want to do that. I've been meaning to do that on my show.
That'd be great.
There's so much
potential.
It'd
be really hard to do live, though.
I think so, too.
Because you just have to have like a massive archive.
Yeah, like right in front of you.
And also, I think that like doing it like in like your brain, you're like, oh, it would be so funny. But actually, like being like hitting the button and making it happen is a little less organic, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I found.
Well, we did the applause. It was a little late.
Did you?
I thought it sounded pretty good.
I got some applause when I entered. Yeah. No big deal.
I should have kept it for everyone.
Yeah.
That was stupid.
That's really funny.
Can I guess?
Yeah, Dora.
I want to say the last one just because
it was a lie.
So, yeah, but just because it was so kind of, you really had to reach for
really
it.
I really struggled.
But then I also, I'm also, feeling bagpipes because, I can imagine someone picking that up for a little bit, but for, an extended period, it's you should have realized this was a move.
Shay was just really taken by the AC/DC song, It's a Long Way to the Top if you want to rock and roll.
Oh, every morning.
And there's the bagpipe solo.
My alarm!
Was the bagpipe solo?
Whose wasn't?
Whose wasn't? Yeah, you're just shredding the bagpipes trying to match the solo, but then your teacher only wanted you to do Scottish folk tunes.
It was a real struggle. Yeah. I just wanted to rock and roll.
You wanted to get to the top, but it was a long way.
So what do you think?
I'm gonna say bagpipes.
So I actually played bagpipes.
For an extended period of time?
But it wasn't an extended period of time, so I kind of, that was a lie.
Did I get it?
But no, because I actually didn't go to a Rolling Stones concert. That was just something that came in my head.
Okay, I feel like.
But it was also,
it's two truths and a lie, not two lies and a truth.
I totally messed up. I'm not good at this game.
Have ridden an elephant?
Yeah.
When?
Although,
sometime when I was six, there was some stupid, really terrible carnival that came through my town.
Your hometown of Sudbury?
Yeah, of home of Aurelia.
Home of the nickel?
Yep. And I just remember being
your
on
hometown
elephant.
Of Vaughan, Ontario.
Bradford.
Bradford, yeah.
Brantford. There's too many.
It's too much.
No, it's way too much.
Oh, what's a Penteguishene? Penteneguishene? Do you remember that one?
Is that what it was?
It's something like that.
Couldn't pronounce it.
Penteneguishene, it's something like that.
So the one time, Dora, I was driving from North Bay, Ontario, down to Toronto, or actually down to Bradford, and I thought it would be really funny to write Eric all the names of the cities that I'm passing, because he, we have this ongoing joke about, I think we've told you that he always chooses a different Ontario city from where I'm from. And there was so many from that trip.
It was an hour and a half of every 2 minutes just getting the best one was Penteneguishene and my dad was just like, oh, I know that town.
I was like, is that a real sign?
Am I being pranked right now?
Great.
Okay, Ashton, where are you? I'm ready. Did I just get punked? Where are the cameras? I think that's the funniest joke.
I thought you just had your funniest joke.
No, I think going around and normal people saying did I just get punked? Is really funny because no one remembers that show.
I think it's really funny too. I do it all the time. It's my favorite joke that I tell because I think it's hilarious. The other people usually aren't that into it, but I'm just this is the funniest thing you've heard all day. appreciate it. It's very entertaining.
It wasn't around for that long, hey?
I feel like it was around for a decent amount of time.
That show sucked, man. I hated that show.
I don't know if I ever watched it.
I saw the one with Mila Kunis where they put a Ukrainian person in a hole, in a sewer, under a manhole, and he was screaming in Ukrainian, and Mila Kunis speaks Ukrainian, so she went over and was hey, can I help you, and freaked out and tried to save this guy. And then he came out after she saved him and he was you've just been punked. I was that's not funny.
No, that's just emotionally taxing.
Yeah, it's awful.
Totally.
And it could have really embarrassed Mila Kunis if she just fucking walked away.
Yeah.
The future mother of his children.
Yeah. I was going to mention, good for them.
They're together?
Oh my God,
yeah. Yeah, they're married. They have kids.
She was dating Macaulay Culkin for 11 years. They broke up.
What?
Wow. Yeah. Didn't know that.
Yeah. And or it might have been 8 years, but for a significant amount of time. And then they broke up, and, like, I want to say, like, within the year, she and Ashton got together, and then within a year after that, they had got married and had their first kid.
Wow.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
It felt,
good job, Ashton.
Yeah, and it feels like such a coming together.
Mm-hmm. It's a good couple.
Yeah, but they won that 70s show, right? Yeah. So it's like they had that little hiatus, mm-hmm. and then, like, they
That's
made
cool.
it. Yeah, I'm proud of them.
That's cool.
Great story. Like, sometimes, you know, reality is better than fiction.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so we're going to end the show now. This is the final farewell. Thank you, friends, for coming on the show. And it's been a ride. It's been a wild ride. I've enjoyed every minute of it. Got to do some fun interviews. Got to talk to some interesting people. Got to play some songs that I enjoy. And... you know, it's been nice. I hope to get back on the radio someday. But for now, peace out, players. That's not how I'm going to end it.
No,
thank you. Our last song is...
I think you should.
Our last song is Swell by Swim Team off their album Out of the Flood. Thank you for tuning in every week. Special shout out to my mom, frequent listener, only one who listens to basically every show. So thank you for tuning in. That'll be it. Peace out, players.